La Crosse School District Superintendent Jerry Kemper says area students will be back in their classrooms next week, even if the state hasn't finalized a two-year budget for 2007 to 2009. Kemper says under the assembly budget right now, the school district of La Crosse will lose close to $500,000 in this year's budget and nearly $1 million next year. Kemper says 86% of the school district's budget goes towards personnel, and it's too late to lay off staff this year.
Because we can't do layoffs at this point in time, it'd be unfair and it's illegal, quite frankly, by contract and state statute, we can't do layoffs. So that's not even an option available to us. That means that we will have to make it work for this school year. Then next year, that $500,000 I said this year and the $1 million the second year, all of it will have to come out of the second year.
Well, the lack of a state budget may frustrate school superintendents. It's not hopeless yet. The Department of Public Instruction must calculate and announce the amount of state aid each school district will receive on October 15th. In order to do that, the state budget must be set several weeks earlier. Time will tell if the DPI will get the time it needs to do its job. Steve Rison, Wisconsin Public Radio.